Torch by John Lutz. This book is read by David Hilder. If I should love you, what business is it of yours? Goethe. 1. Carver said, "You can trust me." Donna stared at him across the table and said, "I know I'm not trustworthy, so why should I think you are?" "Because Beth recommended me and you can trust her. She's honest to the point of cruelty." Donna Winship smiled. She was attractive when she smiled, but still not the sort to inspire men to fight. Her features were made more delicate by the middle-aged lines etched in them, like fine cracks in bone china. She had dyed blonde hair cut shoulder length and with a wisp of bangs. Brown eyes like those of a frightened animal run to ground, gazing out from behind the bangs as if they were foliage, meant to conceal her from hunters. Maybe that was the way she felt. She had a plump and pleasing figure beneath a business suit tailored to make her look crisply efficient, which was probably impossible. Carver guessed she was in her late 30s, but he knew he might be off 5 years either way. She looked like one of those average, not unattractive women used in commercials for weight control programs or tanning salons. The type the composite female TV watcher could identify with, just as the advertisers had schemed. You couldn't trust advertisers. "I'm sorry I doubted you," she said. "The past month or so has made me suspicious of everyone." "Beth said you wouldn't feel that way without good reason." Beth had also said Donna seemed to be under horrendous stress. Donna nudged the olive below the ice cubes in her martini and took a sip. Her hand was steady enough. "Beth's a sweetheart." "I noticed."